So Leo defeated Derry in the semi-final of the Ulster Under-20 Championship. Listen, it was a tough day for Donegal. What's your assessment of that?
Tough day. Very disappointing. I suppose the European Championship is very disappointing. And, just very disappointed for the lads. They put in the strides they've made in such a short period of time, you know, and I suppose they got two games out of it, but it would have been nice to give them a bit more of a run, you know, and a few more games in Championship football, you know.
You just never got going in the first half, Leo?
No, never got going at all in the first half. We didn't. We thought it was tough against the breeze, you know, and it wasn't easy, and we thought we could capitalise a bit more in the second half, but I suppose we had a few chances in the second half, you know, of counter-attacking, and we gave the ball away and things. So it's a strong Derry side, and
you can see that they're physically, they were further down the road than what Donegal was, Leo, and that was very evident in the game.
Yeah, it's definitely evident, and I suppose the development, there's a development issue there in Donegal at the minute, and I suppose it was in black and white, or it was in front of your eyes today, if you like, and the development that's been going on in Derry is very evident, and I suppose it's somewhere we need to get to.
Yeah. Well, you could see that Derry had a lot more work done, but they're an older group of players, Derry. Donegal would be in the younger side of the 20s, isn't that right, Leo? So there's still a lot of time for these players to develop and mature on that front.
Oh, of course, yeah. There was a lot of even under-17s from last year on the team and the starting team for us. And there's boys on the other end of it too that'll not get a chance to play underage for Donegal again. But all in all, it's been a tough week, really. You know, I suppose we're without our forwards coach or coach Colin McFadden. I mean, you plan things all year, and Wednesday night games, and here we are on a Saturday. Like, I suppose Colin's over in London with Sligo. Not that it had a bearing on the game, but I mean, like, things.
But it had a bearing on your preparation, so.
It had a big bearing on the preparations. I mean, fixtures are there and plans are in place, and I suppose on Saturday evening the Ulster Council met, and the game was going as fixed, and there was going to be no changes, you know. And Sunday, Derry seniors got bet, and I believe there was a good few phone calls made, and lo and behold, there was we trained on Monday and knew nothing. And lo and behold, on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. there was a meeting, and on Tuesday we got word the game was today at 4 o'clock. Like, so I mean, you know, it had a bearing on our preparations, and I know it probably had a bearing on Derry's preparations also, but it's just funny the way these things can be swung and changed when needs be. You know, the rule was there. I'm not saying the rule was right or wrong, but I mean, it's just the way things can be altered and changed in a quick period of time, just giving us over 4 days' notice for both teams, you know. So, like,
do you think Donegal should have dug the heels in a bit more at then, Leo, in saying that?
Yeah, well, that argument is there, but I mean, the laws that be. They had their rules, the rule book beside them when they made these decisions, and instead of having the meeting on Tuesday evening, they had it on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. So that allowed us, or it gave us 4 days' notice exactly. Where if it was in the evening time on Tuesday, we wouldn't have got enough notice, and we could have objected to the fixture. So, like, you know, they had all their ducks in a row before they came to us, and all the right phone calls were made by certain people, and it's I'm not saying it had a big bearing on today. Well, it had a big bearing on our preparation, but I mean, Derry were the better team today, and don't get me wrong there, they were the better team, and I know they were missing one or two as well, so, but it's a whole different issue. Thing,
and in relation to the academy in Donegal, did it have a bearing on your preparation over the last number of months? Obviously everything going on off the pitch, Leo, you were very much quiet about it, so you focused on the group. Now the journey has come to an end. How big a factor was that for you as a management team and for the group?
It's just really disappointing, is one way of putting it. And for myself, just the whole structure that I went in on, you know, that I went in as manager and through Carl Lacey and the academy and the structures there and the people involved and the organisation that was with that. It wasn't there like I had believed it to be, or that it had been there in the year before that and the year before that. There's something really needs to be done, because as you can see, like Derry have their ship lined up well, and everything's aligned well, and people are working together, and you know, for the better of the players and the better for football, you know. And I suppose it just needs to be sorted out at this stage, like, you know, it really does.
Yeah, because we can see with the minor team coming through where they're at the moment, and that would have been the first team of the academy, Leo.
Yeah, exactly. And the players are the one. I know it's the old cliche, but the players are the one that's missing out, you know. And there's things that need to be changed in Donegal County Board, and there's people that need to take a look at themselves, really. So, listen. It's not for me to decide, but things need to be got together soon.
Yeah.